Hello, everybody, and welcome to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing, and every week during the academic year, I sit down with members of the Monmouth College community to talk to them about their interests, what they do, and things they've done. In this 30th edition of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year, we will hear from the 8 Monmouth Arts seniors whose work is being exhibited in this year's Senior Art Show. It's another great art show in the Everett Gallery. Monmouth's very successful art program usually limits its senior art shows to 3 or 4 students per show. But this year's show features all 8 art seniors at the college, which is why the show is called this year, The 8. The 8 is on display in the Len G. Everett Gallery, which is on the second floor of the college's vibrant Hughes Library. For gallery hours and to read more about the show, be sure to check out the news story about the show, which is written by my co-worker Barry McNamara. And to find the story, just point your internet browser to monmouthcollege.edu/news. As Monmouth College art professor Stacy Lotz explains, this year's Senior Art Show includes an unusually large number of student artists in a single show for a simple reason.
Normally when we have this many seniors, we would probably divide it up into 2 different shows, but they decided that they wanted to all work together and all be in the same show. So it's going to be a packed exhibition, but I think it's going to be really interesting. And I think one of the things that I was the most excited about early on was that they did decide that they all wanted to be together, that they didn't want to divide up, because we spent a whole day thinking about, well, who would be in the first show, who would be in the second show, and then finally they said, we want to all be together. And, you know, for someone that's worked with this group for the last 4 years, that does my heart good to know that they want to be together and work together and do their final exhibition as a group. And I think that's pretty exciting, and it's something that's pretty different. We've, you know, in the 28 years that I've been here, I don't know that we've ever had this many in one exhibition. So as we're getting ready now to start setting it up this week, there will be some challenges. There'll be some rubs because not everything's going to be able to be in there, and that gets challenging because, of course, it's your last show. You want to show as much work as possible, but we'll have to do some editing, and I keep telling them, remember, we might have to do some editing. It could get a little tense at times, but it'll be okay. We're going to make a great show, because at the end of it, that's what it'll be about, is putting up the best show that they possibly can. These aren't individual retrospectives, right? Nobody's dead yet. They got plenty of work to make ahead of them. And so getting all of this into one show will be a bit of a challenge, because they all work in very different mediums. They have very different styles. But I think I'm excited about it. It's going to be probably a little bit of like a salon style. And I think that the entire show will almost be like an installation of sorts, because there will be so much work. But I think people are going to find this really exciting.
Having 8 artists, you have 8 different perspectives, 8 different styles, and different mediums as well. As you said, it's a little bit different kind of show in that respect. Than your traditional gallery showing.
Yeah, I mean, it will definitely, like I say, when you come into the gallery to see this will be very different than what you're used to seeing, I think, in this space. And because of the eclectic nature of what's going to be in there. But, you know, for me, as an installation artist, that's really an exciting thing. And, again, I'm excited that they wanted to do this together as a group. This didn't come from me saying, hey, the 8 of you ought to do it together and it'd be really cool. They said, we're going to do it together.
We have some great shows throughout the school year at Monmouth College, but I know this is always one of your favorites for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I mean, this is the culmination of their 4 years, and this is supposed to be the best of the best that they've done while they're here. But it also should be the jumping off point for what happens when they leave here, because this isn't the end of it. As I said, this isn't their retrospective. This is just the beginning for them. And I know that a lot of them feel, they might feel nervous about the work that's going in, or maybe they didn't do enough, it's not good enough. You know, there are all those doubts that artists always have. And I tell them, you know, that those doubts are the things that will keep them making art beyond this place, because there should always be something better to make. This isn't the end of it. This is just the beginning. And they're just starting to scratch the surface. If we had these guys for one more year, this work coming out of them would look completely different, because they're like standing on the edge of what they're really capable of doing.
What's neat is when you talk to the artists who show other exhibits here at the college, a lot of them will say that this idea came from their senior art show.
Yeah, I mean, there will be high points for all of them, you know, even if it's just in one single piece, that becomes that piece that continues to inspire them over many, many years. And, you know, when I talk to the students about that, they look at me kind of funny, like, we don't know what you're talking about. I'm never going to make anything like that ever again. And I said, you will be surprised in your life when you start having other experiences. They will tie back to something that you have made or read or done here, whether it was in the art department or someplace else, that will be the inspiration for a whole new body of work. And it'll be the springboard for all the great stuff that's to come for all of them.
And what's wonderful, too, I think, about the art program at Monmouth College is that these students aren't necessarily all going to become artists. Art is going to be part of their life, part of their professional lives, and really give them that little boost in their career because of that.
Yeah, and, you know, making art is a... It's hard. It's really hard. It's hard while you're a student, and it gets even harder when you're out of school, especially if you're working another job that's not related to the arts. But I think that no matter what, I mean, you might go, you know, several years without making anything, and then all of a sudden you find yourself with an opportunity to be creative again, or there's been something kind of in the back of your head that you just, you know, you got to get it out, and it may not be in the medium that you're working on now. You know, if you're a student who's doing big sculpture, who's welding, you may not have access to steel and welding equipment, but at your house, you know, you can do 2D things that's more accessible. So you might end up doing painting, you might end up doing drawing, or you find places where you can go and make those other kinds of work, you know, 3D pieces. So yeah, the challenges are there, and some will continue and it'll be a big part of their lives. Others, they'll continue, and they may not think it's a big part of their life, but it will be, just in the way that they live their lives and in the way that they see the world and the way that they interact with other people in the world.
You're listening to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Duane Bonifer in the Office of Communications and Marketing. I'm talking to members of the Monmouth College Art Program who are part of the final show of the 2023-2024 school year. It's dubbed the 8 because it includes artwork by all 8 Monmouth Art seniors. Speaking of final shows, make sure you are on campus at least one time between April 18th and the 21st. That's because Monmouth's Outstanding Theater Program will present its final production of the 2023-2024 season, and that's the relatively recent musical called The Theory of Relativity. It's by Brian Hill. The Theater of Relativity will be presented April 18th through the 21st in the college's historic Wells Theater. You can easily order tickets online. You can do it right now, in fact, by pointing your browser to monmouthcollege.edu/theater, and that's theater spelled R-E. And during our next edition of Monmouth College Conversations, we'll hear from the play's director, Lisa Wipperling of Macomb, Illinois. She's making her Monmouth debut with this production. Now let's get back to my conversation about The 8, the final Monmouth art show of the 2023-2024 academic year. In addition to Monmouth College art professor Stacy Loates, I also caught up with the 8 Monmouth seniors whose work appears in this show. Let's now meet the artist behind what is some very fresh, creative, and thoughtful and provocative works of art.
Hi, my name is Grace Cornelius, and I'm a senior art major. I'm from Warrenville, Illinois, and some of the pieces in my show revolve around recycled material, so kind of repurposed, recycled. Repetition is the main focus, so it talks about multiples, and it discusses kind of pushing a material further than its intended use. So it's like toilet paper, medication bottles, trash bags, and just kind of exploring the flexibility with materials in multiples.
What's life after Monmouth look like for you?
The plan is to move back home and kind of find a situation in terms of like where I place myself in the art world. So kind of testing out the field and seeing what's out there. I know there's a couple of options in terms of like prop design for theater, mural painting. So I'm keeping my options open and seeing what's out there.
Hi, I'm Eli Douglas. I'm a senior art major from Cary, Illinois. My pieces are mainly ceramic pieces, looking at the ideas of death and rebirth from a queer perspective, trying to grieve who you were in order to accept who you are. So I use the antler motif a lot in my art that talks about my masculinity and my transition and being queer and trans. And it's just exploring my identity. So thank you.
Where does life after Monmouth look like for you?
I'll be taking a gap year and then applying to grad school for ceramics.
Hello, my name is Michael Gonzalez. I am an art major. My hometown is Chicago, and I am working on digital art mainly for my show. A lot of it will be depicting not safe for work content, and that explores more of like the more online nerdy side of like the MLM community.
MLN stands for what?
Men Loving Men.
Talk about life after Monmouth.
I'll be focusing on being a full-time artist and streamer, using my art as a means of like assets in order to like brand myself.
All right, I'm Emma Siebold. I'm an art major. I'm from Naperville, Illinois, and my artwork is all about lifeguarding and all abstract, focusing on textures and basically, yeah.
Where does life after Monmouth lead you?
I'm unaware of that right now. I do have another lifeguarding gig set up afterwards, but that's as far as I'm planned out at this point. Just trying to get through graduation and figure out from there.
My name is Olivia Palicki. I am an art major. I am a senior currently, and I'm from Geneseo, Illinois. And my art kind of revolves around the idea of apocalypse, macabre, and really kind of diving into the raw emotions that rely on human interaction. So, yeah.
Talk a little bit about life after Monmouth. Where's the road leading you?
I would like to pursue education in terms of either being a assistant professor or a teacher or just kind of in the education field in general.
Okay. My name is Joshua Hinkle. I am an art and philosophy major. My hometown is Alexis, Illinois, and I am entering the Remembrance Quilt. That was part of a big project.
Talk about the Remembrance Quilt. What is it? What does it remember?
The Remembrance Quilt is a national initiative quilt that we are gathering the names of all the male veterans that have committed suicide. Currently, we have if it was to extend all the way, we would have 60 feet of donated quilt, and we have there's 14 names already in the roots of the tree. So, and we've actually founded the nonprofit organization that is backing the national initiative. So we are in a good place moving forward.
What's the name of the nonprofit for folks who want to know more about this?
It is the Freeborn Initiative.
And they can find that on the internet at what address?
Freeborninitiative.org.
Where do you see life taking you after Monmouth? What's the road look like?
For the next year, me and my team are going to run the initiative. And then I will attend grad school probably in Amsterdam because they have a really excellent social philosophy program there.
I'm Charlie Conkle. My major is art and communications. It's a dual major. Hometown's Morton Grove, Illinois. My pieces are just stuff that I like, I guess. I don't know. A part of it is like a lot of stuff looking at isolation and things by themselves and seeing how they interact with the environment and such. And other stuff thing is just, you know, with photography, it's seeing stuff through my eye and how I see stuff differently. Painting is just usually in my style and how I see stuff. I have a lot of abstract pieces because I like abstraction and seeing stuff differently. And some sculptural stuff with welding and just kind of odds, ends here and there. However, it's just a lot of stuff dealing with just isolation and looking at loneliness and stuff like that and how that interacts with art and within myself. But yeah.
What's life after Monmouth look like for you? Where do you see the road taking you?
I would like to pursue film. So I'm thinking of trying to get to California or something along that avenue, maybe looking more into grad school or other such programs. That would be kind of cool to look into stuff around that. But yeah.
I'm Z Kendall. I'm an art major, philosophy and religious studies minor. I make art about witches as a witch myself. I'm from Rock Hall, Maryland, so I'm a little bit away from home. But as soon as I get back over there, I'm going to get right back into tattooing. And hopefully I'll never stop.
So that's where you see yourself after Monmouth, heading back to the East Coast. That's where the road's taking you.
Yeah, that's what I think anyway, until I figure out where else I'm going.
That's Z Kendall of Rock Hall, Maryland. She's one of the 8 very talented Monmouth College art seniors who work appears in the 8. The 8 is the final show of the year for the art program at Monmouth College. You can check out the work of the 8 in the Lynn G. Everett Gallery, which is located on the 2nd floor of Monmouth's vibrant Hughes Library. You can also read more about the show in the news and events section of the Monmouth College website. And of course, that URL is monmouthcollege.edu/news. It's another great art show at Monmouth College that you do not want to miss. And that's a wrap on this 30th episode of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year. You can tell us what you think or add to the conversation by firing off an email to us at news@monmouthcollege.edu. Be sure to put conversation in the subject line. Until our next conversation, this is Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody, and have a nice day.